mass in the woods. To get most hog got fat out of the woods most of the time, cause had all kinds of mass, all kind of
mass.
What you call mass? You know, acorns and beech mass and all. I don't know. I can't name all they did. You know, all hickory nuts and all like that. Well, they used to be full of woods right down there. The hog gonna eat all that many. You have to be feeding it by just in the fall of the year, along about Christmas time, the hog is already fat out of the woods, mostly.
Yeah.
But now, of course, we don't have too many trees like that. We had to cut them in there. So we used to have to cut them in and break, you know, haul them in like that, you see.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I got a message. You take the town.
What do you mean by that? Cutting hogs?
And what I mean, let's see. I was trying to catch my subject there about the hogs there. This week we had as we butcher them, you see.
Uh-huh.
Well, we cut them up, make our pork chops, and make all kind of, you know, the roasters, and then we have what you call the slab bacon. We put in an old time smokehouse,
yeah.
And that's where we go smoke on that. A hickory smoker, smoker. And man, it's good too.
Yeah.
I would call it old smoke bacon.
Yeah.
It's good. You want it up like that, man. Right?
Yeah, well, I want to get around to that with you, but talking about now the place around the barn where you let all the animals walk.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call that, though?
Well, we call it a lot.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call a lot. Different sections in the old barn would be called stalls, you see.
Uh-huh.
You put one horse in this stall, another in that stall. You know, but then out in the open where we milk the cows, all that'd be out in what's called the lot.
Uh-huh.
The old barn lot.
Was that fenced in?
We use our fence around it.
What about now when you let them out of a lot, all the animals out of a lot, you call that the what? You let them out to
In other words, on evening times, they do that. On evening times, when they come in, we milk the milk cows and things like that. And of course, in the winter time, when the weather's bad, we house them up there in that lot, and sometimes big long sheds where they can stand and keep out the weather, and put hay and feed out there and they eat. And in the springtime, we just only our milk cows, and takes care of like that. And the others stay out, because in the springtime, they just be out anywhere in the spring. But in the wintertime, it's bad, and we've had shelters and things like that for them to stand out the woods.
When you let them out to graze, you say you let them out in the...
Yeah, you see, out in the that's open, before we didn't have what you call much pasture. No pasture at that time, so they'll say, they out of stuff or stuff like that. Well, you just turn them out there. Go to graze where they want to, and then milk cows that way. Well, in the evening they come up and we milk them, and then milk them the next morning, and we turn them out one day. They come back.
Yeah.
If they don't go back, we go get them. Yeah, we go, you know.
Uh-huh. Did you ever raise cotton? Tell me about the.
Yeah, the cotton we used to raise it too. We used to raise it with a horse and plow. You know, we. Get out and plow the field, bed up the cotton rows, and then we open it up. We had what you call a stalk plow, you know, to open it up with. And we get up there and open it up, and then we used to sow seed by hand way back. I used to plow it by hand.